With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Jurors are set to resume deliberations in the criminal case against President Biden's son over a 2018 gun purchase when prosecutors say Hunter Biden was in the throes of a crack cocaine addiction. Jurors deliberated for less than an hour yesterday before leaving the federal courthouse in Delaware. The UN Security Council has approved its first resolution, endorsing a ceasefire plan aimed at ending the eight-month-old Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The vote on the U.S.-sponsored resolution was 14-0, with Russia abstaining. Also on SRNNews.com, a three-alarm fire on Monday tore through a Miami apartment complex where there was also a shooting investigation. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says the city's fire department received a call about the fire.
When our fire department arrived, they saw that there was also a gunshot victim. That person was transported to JMH, and then they started to battle the fire.
Audio courtesy of WPLG. Chrysler is recalling more than 211,000 SUVs and pickup trucks in the U.S.
The recall covers certain model year 2022 Dodge Durango, Ram 2500, and Ram 3500 vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says they may experience a malfunction in their anti-lock braking control module. That could result in a failure in stability control and increase the risk of a crash. Chrysler is unaware of any related injuries or accidents. Dealers will update the anti-lock braking control module software for free. I'm Mike Hempen.
Apple has jumped into the race to bring generative artificial intelligence to the masses. During its Worldwide Developers Conference, the tech giant spotlighted a slew of features. On Wall Street, the Dow's off, futures are off 107. This is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A $4.2 million award the jurors ordered a Missouri school district to pay a transgender student is under consideration again. The Western District, Missouri Court of Appeals says a judge erred in ordering a new trial in the lawsuit over bathroom and locker room access. The decision sends the case against the Blue Springs School District back to the trial court to determine the reasonableness of the sum jurors awarded in 2021. This is SRN News. Stocks break more records.
Stocks tick to more record highs on Wall Street ahead of a week with several top-tier reports on inflation, as well as the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Monday, topping the record high it set last week. The Dow rose 69 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite ticked up 0.3%, setting its own all-time high. Energy stocks rose as crude oil prices regained some of the recent losses. A buyout of Diamond Offshore Drilling by rival Noble also helped lift the energy industry. European stocks fell following surprise results in elections for the European Parliament over the weekend. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.47%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bill Gates and his energy company are starting construction at their Wyoming site for a next-generation nuclear power plant that he believes will revolutionize how power is generated. More details at srnnews.com.